Let's talk a little bit about Passing Strange, which is the musical that you were performing when you broke up. And this is it's autobiographical fiction is the way you describe it. And it's a story about leaving home to go far away to basically try on different personalities and in the process figure out who you really are. A complicating factor for the character in Passing Strange, which I assume was maybe a complicating factor for you, is that, you know, being African-American, who he wanted to be, what his tastes in music were, didn't quite fit with what was expected of him as a black man.
Certainly, yeah, right. Not in his neighborhood where he grew up. Absolutely not.
Your predicament?
Most definitely. My predicament and my circle of friends, the guys I grew up with, you know, black guys who liked crazy rock music, particularly the kind where men wore feather boas and had really high heels. You did not want to be on the bus that I took home holding a David Bowie record from the early 70s, which actually happened. You know, I loaned a friend of mine Ziggy Stardust, and he was holding Ziggy Stardust when like seven Crips got on the bus and approached my friend and sort of, we're on the radio, so I can't say what they said, but they made certain observations about his sexuality based on the David Bowie record that I had just handed him 5 minutes before they got on the bus. And they were basically about to pulverize this friend of mine until luckily a really eloquent young woman from our school got up and explained that they shouldn't do that. But so, yeah, it really was sort of like, you know, there's one thing where you're just listening to weird music that freaks your mom out. Everybody does that. But I think we were doing something that was not just freaking our mom out, but it was freaking our friends out as well. It wasn't that we didn't like the music that was on, quote unquote, soul radio, but we just liked all music. And we seemed weird because we liked all music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So how were you introduced to music like David Bowie, but also punk rock?
Through black rock musicians, oddly enough. I mean, the guys in my neighborhood, the older guys in my neighborhood liked everything. The first time I ever heard early Pink Floyd or Led Zeppelin was from the black guys in my neighborhood who were like 5 and 6 years older than me. They were very much from this sort of 60s mentality where they embraced. The first time I ever had headphones on listening to Abbey Road was, I was about, God knows how old, 8 years old or something, and I was at a cousin's house. So it wasn't like I went to this white world and discovered all this fancy music. You know, Los Angeles was, the LA that I grew up in was a place where, you know, musicians are always eclectic. Musicians are always curious and hungry for new things. And so it wasn't unusual. But suddenly when I had to navigate on my own, like holding those records on my own and sort of having to defend my taste, and that having to defend my taste suddenly meant having to defend my position within my culture, which was something that I just didn't see the connection with. I didn't understand why what I was interested in, what kind of art I was interested in, had to reflect on my membership of my, you know what I mean, of my community. I didn't see the connection between those two things.
So you had to defend yourself.
Had to defend myself, had to defend my taste, had to, explain why I liked things. And that's the hardest thing in the world to do, to explain why you like something, to explain why you like a song, or why you like the sound of three guys from England harmonizing is almost impossible to explain. You can't explain why you like something. The bigger question for me was always, to the people that were asking me to explain, is why don't you want to hear this? That was the part that was so fascinating to me, is not why someone liked something, but I love finding out why people don't like things. And if you ask people why they don't like things, particularly when they get into this sort of culture box, you find out that they're not liking things because of what people are going to think about them and not because of what the things actually sound like.